We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
Fulfill that very heart that God had. God, help us today to have a heart for God. God, help us today to fulfill God's will and not follow after our own will. And so we find in this passage of scripture that David was a man after God's heart. And the reality is God was known in his life, and his desire was to make God known.
It's always such a wonderful blessing to be able to study the Word of God. Pastor Burns, I heard that you're going to begin a brand new message this morning. We're so excited. I know for me personally, God always has something for me both to learn and to help me to grow. And that's why it's so important that we study and read His Word. Pastor Burns, you have our full attention. Let's learn this morning's timeless truth.
We'll begin our reading in verse number 1, Isaiah chapter 52 and verse number 1. They say that April showers bring May flowers. What does March snow bring is the question. Hopefully something good. The Bible gives us a wonderful picture of snow, that it is indeed a wonderful illustration that our sins are washed away and that we are made pure, white as snow. Now, I don't know about you, but I've learned my lesson. Lord, you can hold off on the snow now, right? We can have the sunshine. It's time for a new lesson. The sunshine in our hearts today, right? The warmth that God brings to our life. Isaiah chapter 52, verse number 1. And the Bible says, "Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, for henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust, arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourself for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus saith the Lord God, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what have I here, saith the Lord, that my people is taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, saith the Lord, and my name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he that does speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings and publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice, and the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy, sing together, O ye waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord hath comforted his people, he hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. depart ye, go ye out from thence, touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her, be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. For ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the Lord and the God of Israel will be your reward. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The king shall shut their mouths at him. For that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. Let's pray together. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we're grateful for your word that we can look to in times like these. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us as we study this passage of Scripture, that you would give us truths, and that you would give us help in these days. And I pray, Lord, that you would give me the words to say. I understand, Lord, that I am unable to help anyone. It is your word that makes a difference in our hearts. And so, Lord, I pray that each of us would be attentive to the Holy Spirit. I pray that we would hear your word. We would hear what you have to say for us this morning. And may you be glorified. May your word be glorified in us. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Every morning when I wake up, I usually do two things. I grab a cup of coffee, which, by the way, is the most important meal of the day. And then I read the news. And it really should be called the bad news. 90%, they say 90% of the news is negative. And when I read the news, it's one bad event after another. It's one sad story after another. It's one crisis after another. And at the end of it all, I realize how dark our world really is. And then there's the issue of our own sin. The reality is not far from home. We can see really the effects of the human heart in our own life. It's easy for us to get lost in despair. And yet, I want to remind you, Christian, that we are not in despair and we are not lost. There is hope because of the mission of God's servant. In Isaiah chapter 52, if you are following along with our study, we're really building the foundation for Isaiah 53. And in this passage of Scripture, we notice that Judah was in a dark place spiritually. God had called this people to come out from the wickedness of the world, to be clean and to be pure, to not allow the influence of the Babylonians to corrupt them or their ungodly philosophy. He says at the beginning of our text to arise from the dust. Arise from the ashes of your sin. And maybe this morning sin has you down, and maybe you're struggling with the grip of sin in your life. Listen, God wants you to arise from the ashes of that sin, and he wants you to walk again, and he wants you to thrive again. God is on your side. Satan may take away what's beautiful and ruin it, but God wants to take what's ruined and make it beautiful. He wants to do a work in your life. And so God says, throw away the chains or the bondage, verse number 2, and be free. He gives them really a commentary of their life. He says, you have sold yourself for nothing. You have followed after these false gods, and you've gained nothing from it. And yet we find this incredible truth. The Bible says that they would be redeemed without merit, verse number 3. That God's mercy answered to their tragic sin. And this doesn't mean, of course, that it didn't cost anything, because as we come to the end of Isaiah 52 and we move into Isaiah 53, we notice that it cost the Lord Jesus, God's servant, greatly. And yet this really is the meat of our text as we study through this wonderful book in the Bible. It's the mission of God's servant. How God offers for each of us and the world really this good news in a world that is dominated with bad news. And so let's notice the text together. If you're in the habit of taking notes, would you write down number one with me? His name glorifying. His name glorifying.
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We wanted to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths, but also your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us, and it will help us stay on air and share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com and send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we are excited to add your requests to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you, even if it's just a word of encouragement. You'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to send us an email or give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
The Bible says, "For thus saith the Lord God, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there. And the Assyrian oppressed them without cause." Verse 5. "Now therefore, what have I here, saith the Lord, that my people is taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, saith the Lord, and my name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they," the Bible says, "therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that does speak. Behold, it is I." The Bible says that God looked down and saw how these ungodly nations treated Judah. The Bible says in our text here, the Assyrians oppressed them. The Babylonians took them away as captives. And yet God makes note here that worse than all of this was that the holy name of God, the true God, was blasphemed among these heathen, ungodly nations. You know, Christians, I want to remind you this morning that if you're not careful, the way that you live your life could cause someone else to blaspheme the name of the Lord. The Bible says in Romans chapter 2, verse 21, "Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest the man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that saith a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorreth idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law, dishonoreth thou God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written." The Bible says in this passage of Scripture that God's name was blasphemed because of their actions and attitudes. And yet we notice in this passage of Scripture this incredible truth: God's eternal work, God's eternal plan. We notice, first of all, in our notes, letter A, the heart of God, verse number 6, therefore my people shall know my name, therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that does speak, behold, it is I. Listen to me, the heart of God is that he would be known by his people and that his people would make his name known. The heart of God is that the world that blasphemes the name of Almighty God, that God's people would come to a place of trust and assurance and confidence in him, and that they would go forward and preach the name of the Lord Jesus. Friends, listen to me. In life, you don't use God to fulfill your purpose. Instead, you let God use you to fulfill his purpose. And God wants you to be used to fulfill his purposes in the world. And so we must draw close to the Lord and hear his heartbeat today and hear his purpose. The Bible says in Psalm 73, verse 28, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all thy works. I want you to turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel. Would you turn there with me, 1 Samuel, and notice what the Bible says in verse 17, or verse 39 of the 17th chapter. 1 Samuel chapter 17. And notice this passage of scripture as we consider the purposes of God in our life. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 39. The Bible says, verse 39, and David girded his sword upon his armor. And he said, assay to go, that he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had even in his scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. He was a good-looking lad. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? Am I just a dog that you would come to fight against me with just a stick? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. And said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But notice this expression, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand. And I will smite thee, and I will take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the house of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth. And look at this. And all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. The name of the Lord was known in the heart of David. When I say he was known, I mean that David leaned on him and trusted in him. David found his confidence in God, and David understood the very heart of Almighty God. You see, when Saul was taken out of the picture, King Saul, the Bible says that God had found a replacement king. Saul was the king that Israel wanted, but David was the king that Israel needed. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 13, verse 22, and when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Listen, the expression there that David was a man after God's own heart, it doesn't mean that David was perfect. David committed sin. But listen, that expression simply means that David wanted what God wanted. David understood the heart of God, and David was going to fulfill that very heart that God had. God, help us today to have a heart for God. God, help us today to fulfill God's will and not follow after our own will. And so we find in this passage of scripture that David was a man after God's heart. And the reality is God was known in his life, and his desire was to make God known to the nations around him. Are you pursuing your will, or are you pursuing God's will in your life? Early in Peter's ministry, he wanted his own will to be done. The heart of Peter was that Christ would overthrow the Romans and establish an earthly kingdom. But Jesus had a bigger plan. Jesus had an eternal plan. And it wasn't until John chapter 21 when Peter understood God's heart and he set out to make him known to a lost and dying will. How can we fulfill the very heart of God? Listen, God wants to be known in your life, and God wants to be known. And so we must be busy preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Preaching the gospel, giving to our missions program here at Kitchener Baptist Church, where we financially support missionaries all over this world. This is the heart of God, that the earth may know that there's a God in Israel. We notice in this passage of scripture, not only do we notice the heart of God, but we also notice the messengers of God. In verse number 7, the Bible says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings and publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good and publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. We understand the heart of God. We must be busy publishing the message. We see in this passage of scripture right away their mandate. Notice the expression, the Bible says they are bringing good tidings. They are publishing peace. They are bringing good tidings of good. The Bible says they have beautiful feet because they are partnering with God and fulfilling his purpose and heart to bring the gospel to the world. You know, the gospel doesn't only change the people who hear it. The gospel also changes the people who preach it. And this is a message that changes lives. This is a message that makes a difference. And turn with me to Romans chapter 10. Would you turn there in the New Testament, Romans chapter 10, and notice what the Apostle Paul has to say about the gospel. He gave his life for the preaching of this message. Romans chapter 10 and verse number 12. Romans chapter 10, verse number 12. The Bible says this, verse 12, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, a quote from Isaiah 52, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Their mandate was to bring the message. God, help us today to bring the message. But notice their message in verse 7. The message is, thy God reigneth. Now I believe as a Bible student that this obviously has prophetic foundations within the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus. I believe that the idea of publishing the news that Jesus reigns is that he is on his throne in Jerusalem and that he is reigning with that rod of iron. But I also believe it speaks here of Judah's deliverance, that God was always in control of the situation, that God had allowed them to become captives in Babylon, but that God would raise up Cyrus, the Persian, and that man would come and he would free them from the Babylonians, and that the message was simply God's in control. He's on the throne. He reigns. But also I believe it has a present truth today of the message of the gospel. It is, of course, that message that the church has been given for people to put their trust in Christ, to turn to Jesus for the forgiveness of their sins, to come to Christ and to be saved. In verse 6, the Bible says that we are to publish the message of salvation. And by the way, that is the very purpose of the local church. Our purpose is not to entertain people. Listen, the world does that. Our job is to publish the message of the gospel of Christ, to lift up Jesus. For he says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself. We see letter C in our notes, the redemption of God in verse number 8. Again, I believe it has wonderful prophetic truths. Obviously, God's deliverance from Babylon. I believe also the regathering of Israel in the time of the millennial, but also it's God's redemptive work in our hearts today. As his church, as his people, the Savior would come to this earth and he would die for our sins. In verse number 8, the Bible says that God would make bare his holy arm. That's a wonderful expression. It's the idea of pulling up your sleeves, getting to work. And God is going to get to work when it comes.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give at kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life. Check out our video at KitchenerHope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.